Rumor Mill News Radio Hour. This is Raylan Allen of Rumor Mill News Radio. I'm the publisher of RumorMillNews.com, and today we are going to have a special guest, Dr. Cyberlux, who's going to be giving us a eyewitness report of the L.A. fires, what he saw, and what the Los Angeles police have finally concluded. Yes, it was arson, and they think they've got their man. Now, we were supposed to have Dr. Cyberlux on the line, along with Patriot Lad, who was going to be helping me co-host the radio show today. And Patriot Lad is not answering his telephone, and Dr. Cyberlux's line is busy. So while we are waiting for my guests to show up, I'm going to talk about a few incredible things that have happened over the last few days. And one of them is breaking news this morning. A Free Lakota Bank has opened as a non-fractional reserve bank accepting only gold and silver currency. Now, when you pull up their page, which is press, P-R-E-S-S dot freelakotabank.com, or you can go to Rumor Mill News. We've got two articles up there about this Free Lakota Bank. They have a picture of a coin, and right next to it, they have sovereignty through economic independence. And it says, welcome to the Free Lakota Bank. The Free Lakota Bank is the world's first non-reserve, non-fractional bank that issues, accepts for deposit, and circulates real money, silver and gold. All of our deposits are liquid, meaning they can be withdrawn at any time in minted rounds. And I've just been informed that the telephone line is still busy for Dr. Cyberlux. Dr. Cyberlux, if you're listening, please call in on the 888-747-1968 telephone number. I'm looking at this Free Lakota Bank, and if you'll remember, when V.K. Durham was on, we were talking about the Lakota Sioux, and that there was this gigantic snowstorm that actually buried everybody. People were having a hard time getting food, staying warm, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now, just maybe 10 days to 2 weeks after this huge snowstorm, suddenly the Lakota open the first bank that is actually dealing in real money. Now tell me there isn't something going on really, really big. I was just trying to figure out where this bank is located, and I don't see that anywhere. If anyone knows anything about the bank that I don't know, please let me know. One of our agents, Kevin Courtois, said that they are selling their gold and silver for quite a bit more than spot price. So we're going to have to figure out if this is really a good idea or if it is a money-making idea. But boy, it certainly does sound extremely interesting, extremely interesting. Now, the other big story that Rumor Mill News has been covering for quite some time is Barack Obama's parental lineage. And we just have run across some new information. If you'll remember, Barack Obama, when he was living in Indonesia, was known as Barry Satoro. And one of our agents, Sandollar, just found a word called soteriology. It comes from the word soter, S-O-T-E-R, and Barry Satoro is S-O-T-E-R with an O at the end. The term soteriology, I guess that's how it's pronounced, soteriology, comes from two Greek terms, namely soter, meaning savior or deliverer, and logos, meaning word, matter, or thing. So Barry Soter, Sotoro, translates as Barry the Savior. I mean, this is just incredible. And then the next article that was published on Rumor Mill News that everybody needs to take a look at is an article that is pointing out that Malcolm X is actually the father of Barack Obama. Now, I've been talking about that for a while because the paths of Malcolm X and Obama's mother crossed quite a bit. And it was right at the same time, 1961, when Obama was born. Now, the article that is there, the title of our article is Obama, Son of Malcolm X, and it's quite a ways down the page by now. And it comes from a web page that I don't know whether it's trustworthy. I sort of have my radar flipping on and off over this one, because the first thing it says is Obama, the secret son of Malcolm X, and it's from the Israel Insider. Well, anytime, I hate to say it, anytime any publication has Israel on it, I immediately think Mossad, neocon. I immediately think mainstream media owned by all of the people who own the Federal Reserve, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so whenever anything comes out of Israel, including all of their major newspapers, I'm just a little bit suspect of it, thinking that maybe it's not really a real story, but it's disinformation. And that's what I feel about this, is Obama the secret son of Malcolm X. Now, you're going to have to go on and read it yourself, because Dr. Cyberlux is now on the line, and I'm going to welcome Dr. Cyberlux. Welcome.
Hello, Raylan. How are you today?
I am just fine, going through a little bit of radio shock that every radio announcer or radio talk show host goes through when their guest can't be reached. So tell me, you were an eyewitness to the fires. You were down there. We've got some of the photographs up on Rumor Mill News that you posted. And what was it that you saw that made you believe that the fires were arson?
Well, they're right now calling it possible arson because apparently two locations have been revealed that seem to have gone up both at the same time in two separate locations, which seemed very suspicious to it just being just a single fire.
So it would have to be two different arsonists, is that correct?
It could be even one arson in which one could have timed one of could have timed a possible device or some kind of delayed action and then went elsewhere.
Now, the article that the L.A. Times, was it the L.A. Times? No, I don't think it was. It was another one of the local stations put out, is saying that there are actually two men. One is already on trial for arson, and then there's this other one. Do you want to tell us about this article?
Yeah, I believe it came out from KTLA Los Angeles that they had already, like you said, the one of the suspected arsons already on trial. And from what I have been finding out lately, the additional fires have been put on this particular individual. Now, the new individual that they've just included as the second suspect is works for the Forestry Department.
Yes, as an arson investigator.
Yes.
So the arson investigator is starting the fires.
They are suspecting that he is because he also has been located in areas prior to the fires itself. And some of these go back to as far as 2006.
Now, the man that's on trial, this Raymond Lee Euler, is he the one that they made out to be sort of a redneck, low life, living with his family, with his mother, and was starting the fires? And they said that his DNA was found on one of the devices, not McNeil, who is this arson investigator. But if he's the arson investigator, my God, he could have put anybody's DNA on that he wanted to, couldn't he?
Well, I mean, anything is possible in this day of scientific technology, where you can cover up or create.
If this first guy is who I think he is, he's kind of a biker Nazi, neo-Nazi sort of person. And he was blamed for some fires last year or the year before that actually killed some people. I have not done my research in this yet, because I didn't realize, until right now when I'm taking a look at that article, the man that I suspected to be the fall guy from a year or 2 years ago could very easily be exactly what I suspected him to be. The fall guy and this arson investigator could have planted his DNA on it to just throw the people off, throw the investigation off.
It's very possible. But right now, there's still an ongoing investigation going on in that area of off the Riverside Freeway.
Mm-hmm.
And according to witnesses, there were other additional people in the area that looked very much skinhead-like.
Okay. So the first guy you think is the skinhead that I thought was made the fall guy for the fires a few years ago.
Okay, as far as the first guy is concerned, I really don't know much on him,
uh-huh.
except that they've had him in jail, and they've been asking him additional questions regarding various fires that he was already accused of,
mm-hmm.
and now, since this Triangle Complex fire, additional charges have been put on him, and also now with the arrest of McNeil, it's bringing to the surface the possibility of maybe a conspiracy where there's more than just Neil and, I guess, the other gentleman.
Oiler.
But also the fact that there may have been other possible skinhead or skinhead-like individuals in the area setting the area ablaze. Because, like I said, of the two blazes that seem to have started simultaneously, that's why they have not ruled out arson.
That is just amazing. And of course, Oiler, this skinhead or skinhead involvement, McNeil could have easily planted evidence and set all these people up.
Anything is possible. Right now, the Orange County Fire Department and Los Angeles County Fire Department are not speaking too much about who they suspect or who may be deeply involved. I mean, this thing could be also internal as well.
Boy, that is just, it's very amazing to me. I can remember back when we had the Virginia sniper and he was killing people. And I immediately came out and said, it depends upon who the present administration, which group of people the present administration wants to tar, whether the guy is going to be a black Muslim or whether the guy is going to be a white skinhead. And, because I knew that Bush, was wanting to blame even more and more things on the Muslims. So I predicted maybe a month or two before they ever caught the guy that it was going to be a black Muslim. And when this other fire took place and they immediately picked this skinhead, I said, oh no, they're beginning to set us up for another Tim McVeigh or another Turner Diaries type person. In other words,
so like you're a lone gunman type of character.
Right, the white supremacist. And there's a lot of things going on right now that are kind of behind the scenes, but they're all peripherally connected, and it's to this Civil War II that Tom Chittum and I talked about. But it's all about turning groups of people here in the United States and probably around the world, turning us all against each other.
And very possible, yes.
Yeah, the one group, these skinhead people, I think most of them are probably products of generational mind control to begin with. In other words, run by CIA handlers. And I can just see, a whole skinhead connection with these fires, literally to turn people against skinheads right now.
There may be more to it. Right now, as you know, the economy is in pretty bad shape.
Exactly.
And you've had a lot of building development
mm-hmm.
in these areas that have been historically known to have had fires because of the way the winds change every time there's a major wind like a Santa Ana or whatever. And the building of these developments right smack in the middle of these wind channels.
Yes, and we've also got the eco-terrorists connection to these. When the fires were going on about 10 years ago, I was able to connect almost all of them to the eco-terrorists. Now,
right, because there were quite a few incidents down here
mm-hmm.
in Southern California where construction and also, I think, a used car lot was set ablaze and was blamed by eco-terrorists.
Yes, and it was claimed by the eco-terrorists. Now, let's talk. You're familiar with Agenda 21 and how they're wanting to put us all on islands of humanity. Well, the areas that are burning, those are not islands of humanity. The areas that are burning are the areas that they want to turn into wildlands, literally give it back to the native flora and fauna and the native animals. And, you know, frankly, with the way most humans are on the planet these days, I almost agree with the New World Order on that one. Give it back to the animals. But it seems to me that if these fires are actually arson, all of them, and most people believe they're not. Most people think that they're just something that happens in Southern California because of the Santa Ana winds. But if this is part of a New World Order Agenda 21 plan to get us all out of the wilderness into islands of humanity, what a great way to do it, and blame it on the skinheads.
It's interesting because there are portions of California that historically can sustain a population, and then, of course, if you go over the population level, it then works against it.
Mm-hmm.
If there is eco-terrorism going on, this is a beautiful scenario to use Mother Nature as their ally.
Absolutely, absolutely. You and I are both long-time Californians, many multi-generations here in California. And California was a desert. People don't realize California was a desert. And I think that California is going to, with our water shortage and everything, we may very well be returning to desert status.
Well, the way our natural resources are being used, less and less fresh water. And, of course, as you know, there is a growing conspiracy to control the global water.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That this, we're looking at right now what bottled water in our Coke machines, selling for the same price as a bottle of soda.
I know, and most of that water comes right out of a city tap.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
And what is so amazing, I had an uncle or a cousin, some relative of mine, built desalinization plants over in Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
And here in my area, we have a huge problem with saltwater intrusion. We've got a power plant that runs on oil. The oil is brought in and runs the power plant. And for years, for almost 30, maybe even 40 years now, I've been saying, why don't we just put a desalinization plant right next to the power plant? And we can have all the water that we need. We can pump this water back into the aquifers so that we don't have any more saltwater intrusion. But no, my area doesn't want anything to do with that. They would rather have this beautiful farmland that we have here along the Monterey Bay totally destroyed. And who knows, maybe they'll put in houses or something. Or maybe there's some gigantic plan that knows that the coastlands of California are no longer going to be here, because I've seen maps about that. That as the sun warms the glaciers and the glaciers melt, the lowlands sink.
You're talking about the global warming.
I'm talking about global warming, but I'm not talking about Al Gore's version of it, which he blames on humans. I'm talking about the sun. Our sun is actually getting hotter. And one of the articles we published on Rumor Mill years ago was about how, I think it was Pluto, was heating up. One of the planets way out there was heating up. And how in the world could that planet be heating up as a result of humans?
Well, that does bring up a very interesting, scientific quagmire as far as what we think is, the origins of planets being, having their own, their own personality reflected by the center of the sun.
Right.
There was theories that at one time Jupiter was a mini sun of its own.
I have heard that theory, and that there are other people who believe that Jupiter may actually become a sun again. And so this solar system will have two suns in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is kind of an interesting thought. And I'm just wondering, what is it, I don't know if you're more of a scientist than I am, but what is it in a planet, what kind of mass does the planet have to have before it, can actually go into some sort of nuclear reactor type activity and become a sun?
Well, I'm not that scientifically, educated, but I would think that certain indicators, both within the planet and outside of the planet, would create these conditions to perhaps ignite it, like the head of a match.
That's kind of the way that I see it too. Anyway, I hear music, and we're going to be back. You're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com. This is Raylan Allen, and I am talking to Dr. Cyberlux, a Rumor Mill News agent, and we're going to eventually get back to more information about these California fires. We'll be back. Talking about ideas that our government find dangerous to their survival. And my guest is Dr. Cyberlux. He's a Rumor Mill News agent, and we've been talking about the fires in Southern California, and we're trying to figure out what in the world really is going on down there. And I don't know if you realized that this guy that they've arrested, this arson investigator, is associated with as many as 20 fires near Beaumont, in that same area where, you know, where the Esperanza fire started in 2006. And I've been trying to find, you know, in our archives on Rumor Mill News. Rumor Mill News has some of the most extensive archives in the world, but they're some of the hardest to search for. I actually have better luck using the Google search, and then I'll put what I'm looking for in the Google search bar and then put plus rumormillnews.com, and I can find it quite easily. But I wasn't able to find Euler or the Esperanza fire on the Rumor Mill News site. And so maybe I never covered it on Rumor Mill News. Maybe I just sort of thought about it. But did you, what are other insights into what's going on in Southern California do you have?
Well, like I said, the another thing, they are looking for a Ford F-120, or is it 125, that was in, it's an F-150, I'm sorry, that was in the area at the time of the fire.
Uh-huh.
This is where they brought up the possibility of more than just one fire, and bringing up the arson question.
And so that vehicle was seen in more areas than just the one area?
That I'm not sure on. But according to witnesses, my being one of them, we did see a vehicle in question that might fit the description of the Ford 150 on the 91 freeway going westbound speeding.
Hmm.
And I have one of the witnesses here who also saw the vehicle.
Uh-huh. You know, it's just so amazing that this guy McNeil, he's the first person to arrive on the scene of the fire. He's the one that is out there investigating. And if they're pointing fingers at him now, it just seems to me that all of the fires that he has investigated over the years, every single one of them, plus all the men and women, I think in one case there was a woman that was you know, employee of the Bureau of Land Management, which was charged with an arson in Colorado. And so it just kind of makes me wonder, this guy's been traveling all over the country. And, you know, if he's the arson investigator, as I said, he could just easily plant clues very subtly, you know, to point the blame, the finger of blame, wherever, you know, they want it to go.
Very possible.
It also makes me think that, my gosh, if this big article has been posted about him being the one behind these fires, if he is, then we, and, you know, if we get him locked away and we go a few years without any of these catastrophic fires, you know, we'll know for sure that he was the one behind it. But if this is part of the New World Order plan to get us living on the islands of humanity, then all they're going to do is they're just going to replace him. So in other words, is this guy McNeil, and this radio network is owned by Joe McNeil, no relation, of course. If this guy McNeil turns out to be the one responsible for it, then I would think that he works for one of the intelligence agencies. And when I say intelligence agencies, the New World Order uses our CIA, MI6, Mossad, as arms of their New World Order intelligence agencies.
Well, so the big question would be is, is McNeil a rogue operative?
That's right. Well, I'm not sure I'd put rogue in there. I would say, is he an operative, covert operative?
One nature or another.
Exactly. So that's kind of where my thinking is going right now, thinking that we have got an operation going on, and it's been going on for a very, very long time now, and possibly it could have been originally put in the hands of the eco-terrorists. And now, they're having to, change the tactics and make the eco-terrorists look like the good guys. And so now this rogue arson investigator, who may indeed be an intel operative, is going to be blamed for these things. Interesting.
This will have to be followed up on as now that they've got McNeil under arrest.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have him under arrest, they have not formally charged him yet.
Interesting. Let me give out our telephone number just in case anybody's got any bits of information to add to this. It's 888-747-1968.
888-747-1968. Okay. Wanted to make mention that I have one of the witnesses that was with me on the 91 freeway that also had seen a vehicle question that may have been the Ford 150 that they were looking for, even though it is not, verified yet. Her name is Eleanor.
Hi.
You've got her right there with you?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Eleanor. I'm not sure we can hear you. Are you sharing a phone or?
Well, it's the same phone line.
Okay.
But we got our own phones.
Okay. Yes, when this happens, the volume of the phone drops. And so, very quickly, can you tell us what you saw?
Well, I just saw, I didn't see as much as they did. I think it's just a car that went over the shoulder. But they thought they have more details on it than I do.
Okay. And, Eleanor, is that your name?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you to hang up the telephone because I'm really having a hard time hearing CyberLux, and now I understand why. The other telephone is bleeding off.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for your eyewitness report.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, I think we've probably covered everything possible in this news item, but something else happened in Los Angeles that I thought you might know about. And that is the guard who fatally shot the sword-wielding man that was trying to attack the Scientology building?
I've heard something of this. I don't know how much in detail, if this was some kind of a stunt that went wrong or that it was, someone who was deranged.
We don't...
It would be an interesting piece.
And, of course, somebody that is deranged could easily be somebody that was programmed to go in and create this incident. Now, the reason I halfway suspect that is Tom Cruise's movie. Tom Cruise, of course, is a Scientologist, the most famous Scientologist. Well, the Scientologist...
John Travolta.
Yes. Scientologists and the New World Order don't really get along, even though everybody thinks they are one and the same. But they're not. They're almost like they're a rogue independent operation. But anyway, Tom Cruise has made this film called Valkyrie. And Valkyrie is about the attempted assassination of Adolf Hitler. And the reason I'm just bringing all of this up, Nazi skinheads starting the fires. And, of course, we're getting a lot of, can't remember where the skinheads came up before. Right when Obama was elected, there was, sort of like massive rallies supposed to have been planned by skinheads. Of course, none of it ever appeared. But, the New World Order, the mainstream media, is beating this bush, skinheads, skinheads, skinheads.
Well, it's interesting. As far as my knowledge of skinheads, the original origins of skinheads were two particular groups. Ones that were extremely American patriots that were, you know, from conservative right-wing ends. And then you had the other skinheads that were toward the fascist Nazis.
You're probably right in that. The reason that I am seeing some sort of a connection here is the conspiracy to assassinate Adolf Hitler came out of the military intelligence in Germany. It was called the Abwehr. The man who was the head of that was Admiral Wilhelm Canaris, who was Bavarian, Italian, and part of, you know, part of the royal families there. If Tom Cruise portrays this accurately and brings up Canaris and doesn't make von Stauffenberg the hero, von Stauffenberg was not the brains behind the idea, and Cruise will be playing von Stauffenberg. And so the brains behind it was Admiral Wilhelm Canaris. And you can read that in a book called The Canaris Conspiracy. It's not like this is something that is totally hidden. There have been books written about it before, but nobody in present day New World Order wants to give Canaris credit for anything. And you're a rumor mill news agent. Do you have any idea why the New World Order doesn't want to give Canaris credit for anything, even trying to assassinate Hitler?
Well, it's possible that the interactions or the inner arguments that may have been in the German high command at the time, when some felt that Hitler was losing it as far as a leader, and other high command generals wanting to sue for peace. So that they wouldn't lose.
Yeah. Well, that was part of it. And Canaris is the one that approached Churchill and Roosevelt, and Churchill and Roosevelt essentially said, you know, jump in a lake. We're going to pound your nations into the Stone Age.
And what's interesting is that I think they said that General Erwin Rommel was also part of that conspiracy.
And he was given the opportunity to put a bullet through his brain rather than hang from piano wire. But Rommel was the most beloved of all the officers in Germany. The German people practically worshipped Rommel. But there's an even more important reason that the New World Order would want to discredit Admiral Wilhelm Canaris and would want to discredit Tom Cruise's movie, Valkyrie, about this plot. You know, again, we don't have any idea how accurate Cruise's movie is going to be.
That's why I would like to see it.
Yes.
How accurate he
And it's coming out in December. It was supposed to have been released this summer, but for some reason it's coming out in December. Now, Admiral Wilhelm Canaris was the man that formulated the financial plan to bankrupt the Federal Reserve banks. And I only know one tiny phase of it. But the one tiny phase of it that I know was a plan to put counterfeit bearer bonds in all of the savings and loans that were started and then failed. And these counterfeit bearer bonds went into these savings and loans as the 10% reserve. Then when all of the savings and loans failed, and they were gobbled up by bigger banks, the bigger banks were sitting on 30-year counterfeit bearer bonds. And so when the 30 years was up, they gathered up all their bearer bonds and put them on a plane, TWA 800, to send them to Paris to cash in at the time. Well, you know what happened to TWA 800, and the bank in Paris, Crédit Lyonnais, also had a fire, and it happened to be in the area, the third floor, where these bearer bonds were stored. And then you said there was another fire at the same time. Where was that fire?
As I recall, there was a fire at a bank building in Chicago. about the same time frame.
Okay, and of course the Chicago Mafia, run by Rothschild, and it could be connected. I don't know about that one though. But Admiral Canaris is the one who set in motion the plan to bring down the Federal Reserve, to literally free the slaves from the yoke that is over their neck. Okay, so Tom Cruise makes a movie about the attempt to assassinate Hitler. And, of course, in my opinion, Hitler was put in power by the New World Order to finally destroy the Germanic people. And I've got so much proof of that on Rumor Mill News that if you don't believe what I'm saying, go to Rumor Mill News, and on the front page right now, you're going to find some incredible stories about things that people have no idea about the million German men, women, and children who were put in concentration camps and starved to death by the Americans. The Americans would not allow the Red Cross in. You talk about a Holocaust. This was a Holocaust of the Germanic people right after the war was over. And the French didn't do this. The Russians didn't do this to them. They didn't starve them to death. They put them in work camps. But, you know, we'd never hear anything about what happened to the men, women, and children after the war was over. And the reason? Because the New World Order owns all the media. They control all the media. So Tom Cruise, in his own film company, is making a film about the attempt to assassinate Hitler. So are we going to have the truth from Cruise? Is this attack on the Scientology headquarters an attempt to discredit Scientology, which will discredit Cruise? And then I go back to these fires, these things that are blamed on the skinheads. And
that's why I'm saying we have to dig deeper into which faction of skinheads are they. Are they neo-Nazi skinheads, or are they neocon skinheads?
So neo-patriot skinheads.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Correcting that. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that we don't know, unless we actually go interview some of these people and find out who they are. What I would tend to think is the ones that the government is going to use to blame things on, I would tend to think that these people are created by government agencies. You know, as I said, products of generational mind control. And oh my God, there are so many things around that are products of generational mind control. All you have to do is think about the Moonies. I think we're on about the fourth generation of Moonies, of children who have been raised in the Moonie philosophy. Mm-hmm. And then we go into Scientology. And then what people don't realize is there are hundreds, maybe even thousands, of orders, cults, like David Koresh. And that's a whole other story, too. I could go into the government connection to David Koresh and the mind control operation that was going on there. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, Dr. Cyberlux, we've got just about 10 minutes left, and I've been doing all the talking, and I apologize. And
no, not at all, no problem.
You
have so much information.
I know, but you do too. And so is there anything about the fire that we haven't covered, and is there anything about anything that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to mention that at our website, we now have some photos available for those that like to go to our website to see some of the pictures of the fire.
Yeah, these were ones that you took yourself, is that correct?
Yes. Matter of fact, the digital camera was handed to me by one of the L.A.-based CERT officers.
Really?
And,
so how did you end up getting, if it was his camera, how did you end up getting any of the photos back?
Well, we were in the same vehicle together.
Uh-huh.
And he pulled out his camera and he said, quickly take pictures. While he was driving, I was taking photos.
Now, you know, in one of the first photos, there are round circles and something like a red stain on the freeway. What's that all about?
Which one is that?
It's the very first photograph, which is taken over a white vehicle, the white hood.
Yes, that's the vehicle that I was in.
But if you'll notice what is right in front of you, there are two round circles on the pavement, and it looks like you were taking photos of them, and then all of the smoke and the traffic is in the background.
Oh, well, the two circles, those are the light sensors for the traffic lights, and because everything, at the time frame, when we were at that site, the fire was just going out of control, and we were trying to get out of they were trying to get us out of the area as quickly as possible, which is why you see a lot of vehicles in the area, because they're
right.
Turning people around.
Yeah.
So,
and then this the bridge going over into the fire, they were preventing people from going that direction. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, is the fire completely out? That I don't know.
Officially, the fire has been declared out now.
And do you know
72 hours?
What kind of damage was done?
According to the reports, immense damage that extended from the original fire site, where you've seen the photos, traveling all the way down into Anaheim Hills, Yorba Linda, and other related towns in the area, while the northern end went all the way up to Diamond Bar.
I know. So it literally traveled, what, 50, 60 miles?
More or less, in various degrees. And a lot of them hitting new developments.
Oh, I didn't realize that. You know, you had said that earlier, and we just sort of passed over it. And so, in other words, these new developments that are now burned down, I'm wondering if they will ever be rebuilt. And that makes me wonder also if the developers, you know, had anything to do with this, because they can't sell their houses right at the moment. So they're just going to burn them down and collect insurance.
Well, this brings up the ugly notion of that also. What is interesting about the valley where this fire began, there is a railroad line that goes right through that valley. And it's always been heavily brushed. And from what I was told, there's a lot of homeless people living in that valley.
Oh, isn't that amazing? So you're saying that it's a way fires get rid of homeless people?
Well, I think a lot of people may have been campfiring in the valley,
uh-huh.
And when the winds came up. So we have a combination of a number of things here, you know, that may have been possible arson, possible negligence from
mm-hmm.
homeless people having campfires, to possible deliberate or accidental, igniting.
Yeah, it is truly... You know, we're going to have to leave it to the experts. But then again, they left 9/11 investigation to the experts, and look what we got there. So it's sort of like, how do we ever really know in this day and age? You know, it's like I teach, or not teach, but I try to encourage people to develop their own discernment, that little voice of truth that lives within each one of us. Because in this day and age, with all of the media owned by the very people that want to keep us slaves, you know they're not going to be telling us the truth. So we're not going to find out all the reasons why these fires in California. We had so many up here in my area that, you know, that there are an entire large swaths that are still blackened, and you know, you every time you drive up Highway 1,
mm-hmm.
you are reminded of it. But you know, another thing that happened here in my area, while the fires were going on, and I don't know if you saw that article that Lynn Horowitz wrote about the California fires, and he was making some pretty startling charges that maybe the CIA might have been dropping chemicals or biologicals into the fire. Well,
this I'm not aware of.
Well, it's on Rumor Mill News, so just take a look at Lynn Horowitz. Boy, we talked about so many things, and our hour is up. Look how fast an hour goes, Dr. Cyberlux. Well, you have got so much in your background that has nothing to do with fires. Are you going to be comfortable coming back and discussing some of the things that I know you've been involved in your life?
Sure, no problem.
Oh, that'll be terrific. So thank you so much, and I've got to go sweep out this country store to pay for the show, and I will be back with Anthony Urech of LifeQuest World. He's been the most popular guest that I've had on the radio, so get your questions ready for him. And Dr. Cyberlux, again, thank you. You're listening to RumorMillNewsRadio.com on the MicroEffect.com radio network, and I'll be back.